Good evening, everybody. You're listening once again to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Tonight, I'm going to be... Well, first off, let me cover all this stuff first. There'll be a meeting for the Constitution Party in the state of Maine on May the 20th. Time and location will be announced. For details, call Chris Brown at area code 207-667-8413. That's Chris Brown at 207-667-8413. I'm sorry, it's 207-667-8413 or 207-677-2208. Once again, there'll be a meeting for the Constitution Party in the state of Maine on May 20th. Time and location will be announced. For details, call Chris Brown at area code 207-667-8413. That's 207-667-8413 or 207-677-2208. That's 207-677-2208. Also, the Conference of the States will be voted on by the Indiana State Senate this week, folks. For details, call Ron Thomas. Ron Thomas. Area code 317-533-2585. That's Ron Thomas. That's for the state of Indiana. The Conference of the States will be voted on by the Indiana State Senate this week. For details, call Ron Thomas. 317-533-2585, or you can fax him at 317-533-9051. That's 317-533-9051. Remember, the last number is the fax. His phone number is 317-533-2585. Get together, all you folks in Indiana and the surrounding states and everywhere else, all across the country. Call Ron, get the appropriate numbers, and let's lean on these people, get this stopped. The Constitution Party of Washington State, will meet at the Rainier Beach Library in Seattle on April the 6th from 7 p.m. until 8 p.m. That's the Constitution Party of Washington State, will meet April 6th, from 7 p.m. until 8 p.m. at the Rainier Beach Library in Seattle. For information, call 206-248-2839. That's 206-248-2839. Make sure you do that right away, ladies and gentlemen. Also, April the 18th. April the 18th in Pennsylvania. You're going to have another Constitution Party, and everybody else is going to come together and meet over this Conference of the States thing in Pennsylvania. We want to kill this thing once and for all. And by the way, I'm going to be reading you. If we have time later, I'll read you a newspaper article that they wrote about our efforts that succeeded. They're trying to make it look like we didn't. But anyway, I'm going to read you the article if we have time tonight. If not, it's not that important because they're... it's the controlled media trying to lie to you again. Okay, for Pennsylvania, for the meeting on April the 18th, call Dick Frase, F-R-A-S-E. And you can reach him at 215-361-1000. 1986. That's 215-361-1986. That's for the April 18th rally in Pennsylvania. You can also fax Dick at 215-361-1702. That's 215-361-1702. Again, for the rally, April the 18th in Pennsylvania. I believe it's going to be in Harrisburg, but for the information, call Dick Frase, F-R-A-S-E, at 215-361-1986, folks. And don't forget to make that call, okay? Now, all of you, I hope, have pen and paper by your side, okay? I'm going to give you a few minutes to get that, and then I'm going to give you some information here that you need to know about. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
Come on, let's cruise, you got nothing to lose, so come on, let's cruise, you got nothing to lose, so come on, let's cruise, you got nothing to lose, so come on.
Well, everybody should have had time to get pen and paper by now. Now, many of you have undoubtedly heard of the state citizen movement, folks, the movement to regain one's sovereignty and thus be free of government intervention in your life. Now, this includes freedom from state and federal income tax, property tax, licensing and registration fees, and so forth, and that's according to Truth in Taxation, and our research confirms every bit of it. There's quite a bit of information, folks, all over the place. And some of it is perhaps of a dubious benefit to some, and maybe not so much to others. However, I have here with me two books by Edmund Fitzsimmons. The name of them are Detaxing America and Regaining Your Personal Sovereignty. I've checked them both out. I found them to be very good. I'm not selling these books, folks. It's clear that the author has no hidden agenda, no religious or racial bias, but he's done a hell of a good job of presenting all of these complicated issues in a very clear manner that can be understood by just about anyone, and that means you. There's even a full transcript of a meeting with the Internal Revenue Service in which the citizen involved successfully challenges the agency's jurisdiction, and the federal case against the citizen was dismissed. Now, this is your chance, if you want to be free of government intervention in your life, that is, the corporate state. Unnecessary taxes can be a thing of the past. You can pay all legal and lawful and constitutional taxes which you are required to pay, but you'll be surprised what those turn out to be and what they don't turn out to be. You can legally put yourself outside the scope of all federal agencies by reclaiming your status as a sovereign state citizen, and they have to leave you alone if they follow the law. Now, we know that they don't follow the law all the time, so you have to be ready to stand up for and protect your rights. And this gives you a very, very good head start. You see, the legality of the methods outlined is supported by numerous sites, including cases ruled on by the Supreme Court. So ask yourself these questions, all of you. Are you tired of working for the first 5 months of every year only to pay taxes to the government that you may not be required to pay depending upon your personal status? Are you interested in arriving at the status that is in your best interest? Are you dismayed to see your hard-earned money being used for things that you don't agree with? Even given away to foreign countries when there's no hope that we'll ever, ever, ever be repaid? Are you angry to see more and more American businesses closed, farms shut down, and of course the ever-increasing numbers of homeless people on our streets? And if you are, you can help turn this country around by turning yourself around, and you can get some relief for your own finances at the same time. Now, pick up that pen that I told you to go get, because I'm going to give you a number and an address. These two books by Edmund Fitzsimmons are $45 a piece. I'm not selling these. I don't get a penny for any of these books that you purchase, if you purchase any of these books. Or you can buy both for $80 and save $10. There's also an hour-long video that explains the whole story in detail for those of you who have problems absorbing a whole bunch of words, and that's $39.95. So the books are $45 each, or you can buy them both for $80 and save $10. Or you can buy one or both, or the videotape, or all of it. Whatever you wish. The videotape is $39.95. There's a toll-free number, folks. It's 1-800-500-6698. That's 1-800-500-6698. Just call and ask questions if you want some more information. Or you can just send a check or money order to Truth in Taxation. That's Truth in Taxation, care of 11012, that's 11012, Ventura Boulevard, Suite 239. That's in care of 11012, Ventura Boulevard, Suite 239, Studio City, California Republic. That's Studio City, California Republic, postal code 91604. Once again, the toll-free number is 1-800-500-6698. Or you can send a check or money order to Truth in Taxation, in care of 11012 Ventura Boulevard, Suite 239. That's Studio City, California Republic, postal code 91604. And if you're wondering about the strange language I used in that address that you're not accustomed to, you'll find out what all that means when you get your materials. Well, folks, I got to tell you, we worked long and hard around here. Every single copy of the second issue, except a few, went out today. So a lot of you should be getting them within the next few days, and some of you, depending upon how fast your local post offices operate, will be getting them thereafter. And remember, they're sent by bulk mail. So don't start calling us after 5 days or even 10 days, because bulk mail sometimes takes a long time to get where it's going. Okay? Now, for those of you who got complimentary copies of the first issue, you're not going to get a copy of the second issue. If you want to continue receiving Veritas, you're going to have to subscribe. That's right, subscribe. Oh boy, you don't like to hear that, do you? Well, unfortunately, that's the only way you're going to do it, unless you go to Cuba and get buddy buddies with Castro, because down there, you know, everything's free. Socialism. the state owes you everything, of course, you know, including a diaper change once in a while. But here, we believe that we're entitled to be remunerated for the fruits of our labors, and believe me, to put this paper out, it's a lot more than what we're getting for it. I can assure you of that. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Mike and Bart were here 36 hours straight through, straight in a row, to get this paper out. For almost a whole week, I didn't get much sleep at all, was writing like a mad fiend, and of course, every article in this newspaper takes a tremendous amount of research in order to get it out. But I'll tell you something, I'm really proud of the people who have been involved in putting together this paper. Bart and Mike are two of the hardest working young men that I've ever known. And it's due an awful lot to their efforts that this paper is even in existence. Now, if you saw copy number one, or issue number one, which will be a collector's item, I think most of them will be, especially in the early months or weeks or however long it takes to get the subscription base up to where we're putting out a lot of papers, you're going to find that most of them end up in the trash can eventually, meaning that the people who hang on to their copies of the early scarce issues are going to find they're hanging on to some collector's items. And I'm not saying that to try to get you to buy Veritas. I mean, you've already missed out on issue number one if you didn't get it, because they're all gone. There are no copies left. You couldn't get one if you sent us $1 million tomorrow. There are not any. And I would never part with my copy, not in a million years. Let me tell you about this issue, folks, because it's a great one. Again, the masthead is blue, just like the first issue. But we've added something else just for this issue. It's not going to be in every issue. The Conference of the States, says the headlines. And then in big, giant red letters, busted. And it is. We cut it open, slice it into servings that you can all find palatable and easy to understand. And we expose the whole thing to the light of day. And nobody's going to like this. I got to tell you that right now. And remember, this is probably the only newspaper in America that goes to every person in government who's anybody. That's right. In a couple of days, everybody in Washington, D.C. is going to be reading Veritas. And they're going to be sweating. Beads of sweat are going to break out on their brow. There's a letter here to the citizens of the American Republic by Colorado State Senator Charles Duke. Militias and patriots terrorized. I believe I read that to you last week. Great photo on the front page that'll give you chills. Big Brother, a reality in socialist Britain on the second page. Also, I got to correct something, folks. Our email internet address is V as in Victor, EDS@AOL.com. That's V as in Victor, EDS@AOL.com. Sorry about the mix-up in the last issue. And the poor person who got all the email was sorry about it, too. We've sent him a message apologizing and giving him the correct address. And now you have the correct address, and the correct email address is in issue number two of Veritas. This letter to the editor section, some great photos in this issue. An article by Aaron Russo, Liberals and Conservatives Are Not Enemies. In Symbology, the Obelisk and Its Relatives by Jack Sheffer. Ambassador Signs Treaty. I'm not going to tell you what that's about. You're going to have to read it, figure it out for yourself. I wrote a great editorial called Worldview, and that's going to give you a whole new outlook on the world. I can guarantee you that. David Bradshaw, one of the affiliates of Swiss America Trading, wrote a part one of a two-part column entitled The Plunging Dollar Factor Fiction, which is incredible. We also published a photograph of the new money with old Ben Franklin's portrait on it. looks very much like the money that you get in Europe. Omnibus counterterrorism bill, new FBI charter to investigate political groups. A supply-side crime bill, UN-directed population control, Cairo and beyond by Bill Mangerman, both of those articles. Conference of the States, the scenario by Dick Frazee. Some of the facts. These are a lot of the facts. You're really going to be surprised at this. Also, beautiful photographs of a Soviet Hind helicopter photographed on the ground in the state of Arizona, along with its instrument panel, which are clearly labeled with English writing. Health and Nutrition by Ann Husted, registered nurse. Don't forget your water. And ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are too lazy to look it up, or don't know where to look it up, we have the name, address, phone number, and fax number of everybody in Washington, D.C. And I'm not kidding you, everybody. From the president right on down to the lowliest representative, including all the senators, all the cabinet members, everybody. Their name, address, political party affiliation, their telephone number, and their fax number. So you don't have an excuse anymore when we tell you to call, because it's in this issue of Veritas. There's also an excellent article by my friend Michael Pardo of the CAGI News Service entitled, By Definition, Who Are You? And once you read that, folks, you're going to be scratching your head and wondering who you are and where you fit according to the law. The Crimes of Mina, Clinton, and the Cult of Intelligence, an exclusive to the CAGI News Service. There's also a clip out here from the Constitution Party, folks. Notice of declaration to sue for violation of oath of office and breach of contract. All you got to do is fill it out, sign it, have it notarized, and serve it in behalf of yourself and the Constitution Party on your local politicians or your state politicians or your federal politicians. Here's a wonderful article that will open your eyes about what's going on our college campuses. Marxist New Left dominates American colleges. What else have we got here? Oh, yeah, continuation of busted worldview. Update on Conference of the States shows you which states have passed it, which states have passed in one chamber, which states have the resolution introduced in at least one chamber, where the resolution is pending, and where the resolution has been defeated or not considered. And for all of you who claim that Russian aircraft don't overfly the United States, your eyes will be opened. Don't miss this issue and all the succeeding issues of Veritas. Folks, there's a lot more in the paper than what I just told you, but I'm not going to tell you everything. It's up to you to get it. If you have not subscribed yet, you had better do that soon. Really, I'm not kidding, folks. We are putting out an awful lot of money to make this newspaper possible, and we're sending out to free. This paper is going out free to a lot of people, because we believe they need to read the bare facts, the truth that's contained in Veritas, and they won't get it anywhere else. These are people who make the decisions and make the laws. These are the people who, even if they're traitors, need to see that we know what they're doing so that they'll think twice before they do it the next time. So subscribe, folks. It's $50 for 24 issues. $50 for 24 issues. Now, there are some issues left of number two. Number one is all gone. There's some issues left of number two because we printed 1,000 extra copies, but I'll tell you, there's not 1,000 left. That's how fast they go. So if you'd like to get a copy of issue number two, a sample copy, send us $5. We'll send it out to you. And remember, it's a lot cheaper if you subscribe than it is if you buy each copy at $5, because the cover price is $3, and to send it to you by first-class mail, it costs a bunch of postage, and the individual handling takes us away from getting the next issue ready. So don't call and complain about the price. Subscribe, and the price will be cheaper. Otherwise, for the copies of issue number two that are left, if you'd like to have one, send $5, and we'll send one right out to you. Also, for those of you who have the conference of the states vote coming up in your state, we will send you an 8.5 by 12 inch copy of the entire paper so that you can make Xerox copies from that and give them individually to each of your state senators and your state representatives and your state governor who are going to vote on that. Now, it's going to be hard for them to read. They have to use a magnifying glass, but they can read it. And people with good eyes don't need a magnifying glass. Or you could blow it up a little bit. But one thing that is absolutely prohibited, you may not blow it up to its original size or anything over 11.5 by 17. You may not sell it to anyone or receive any money for any copy that you give away. That's the rules. So if you'd like to have a small copy, and I mean a small copy, it's the same price as the large copy. It's $5. Only we grant you the right to photocopy it and hand it only to your state senators and representatives and nobody else. Okay? That's the rules. And we're doing this for you so that you can help defeat this conference of states. And don't abuse that privilege, folks, because if you do, we'll take it away from you and we'll print a full copyright and we'll forbid the making of copies of the paper if we catch even one person abusing this privilege. So don't abuse it. It's too precious. Now, what else? Oh, yes. We're going to be changing phone numbers around here, so make sure you write these numbers down. Again, the email address for the internet is V as in Victor, E as in Ed, D as in dog, S as in soap. That's veds@aol.com. veds@aol.com. You can reach the editors of Veritas through that email address. Or you can write to us or send your order for your subscription, which is $50 for 24 issues in the United States, outside the continental borders or the borders of the United States. It's $70 U.S. $70 U.S. You can write or send your subscription request to Veritas, V-E-R-I-T-A-S. Make checks or money orders out to Veritas, V-E-R-I-T-A-S, Post Office Box 3390. That's P.O. Box 3390, St. John's, Arizona, 85936. Once again, that's Veritas, spelled V as in Victor, E-R-I-T-A-S, Post Office Box 3390, St. John's, Arizona, 85936. Now, here's the new phone numbers. They're not in effect yet, and they won't be for a few more days. When they are, I'll tell you. Until then, until you hear me say it on the air, you can keep calling or using the same old numbers. The research center will be the same voice number. That's 602-337-2562. That's the voice number for the research center. It will remain the same. Veritas will have a new phone number all its own, and you will call that only for business concerning Veritas, not for the research center, not for the intelligence service, and not for CAGI. Veritas is 602-337-2878. That's 602-337-2878. And that number won't be in effect for a few more days. The BBS will be moving to 602-337-2524. That's 602-337-2524. That will be the new BBS number, and it will no longer be the call-in number. Okay? It will no longer be the call-in number. The fax number will become 602-337-2592. That's 602-337-2592. 972. If you didn't get those numbers, you can call and talk to Pete on Wednesday. Remember, we're closed Mondays and Tuesdays. If you catch somebody here on Monday and Tuesday, you're lucky, because usually we don't even pick up the phones on those days. Because like everybody else, we need some time off. Unfortunately, I'm usually here all the time. So sometimes I'll pick up the phone. And folks, if you call my number, don't be surprised when I answer the phone. I've had people just go stymied and not even be able to talk when I pick up the phone. I'm just like you. There's no reason for that. So if you call my number, you can expect to hear me answer the phone. Not always, but quite a bit, I do. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back after this short pause.
When I'm behind the wheel, one word of the dark and the highway is my
brought to you by Swiss America Trading and Veritas Publications, publishers of the only newspaper in the world for intelligent people. It's not a tabloid. It's a full-size newspaper. And Swiss America Trading is not a corner office in somebody else's office. And it's not a door off an alley. They've been in business for 12 years now. They're in one of the nicest office buildings in Phoenix. They have a full staff. I mean, you walk in there, you see a lot of people working, and they all know what they're doing. They're the only ones that I know of that have a buyback program. They're the only ones that I know of that record everything so that if anybody complains, either Swiss America Trading or the customer, all we have to do is get out the tape and play it back. And before anything is even sent to you, no matter how many times you've talked with your representative or what kind of an agreement you've made, somebody from the shipping department will call you again and go over every single part of the agreement that you've made. And again, it will be recorded to make sure that there has been no misrepresentation on the part of Swiss America Trading or by the customer. And it, I'll tell you, it solves a lot of problems because nobody can say anything that was said that wasn't. Nobody can make up a story. Nobody can claim they were promised something they weren't promised. And nobody can say that they didn't promise something that they did promise. So it works really well for both sides of the equation. And, you know, because of all this, and because I know Craig Smith personally and a lot of those people down there and consider them to be good friends, I back what they do also. If you think that anything's wrong with any transaction you make with Swiss America Trading, you call me. I'll get on the phone with Craig Smith, and we'll make sure that that's straightened out real quick. And if necessary, I will make the four-hour drive to Phoenix and sit down and listen to the tape myself and make a determination. And if you're right and they don't straighten it out, they won't sponsor this broadcast anymore. But I'm telling you right now, if you're right, they will straighten it out. And I can assure you of that with no qualms, no reservations whatsoever. You won't get that kind of service from anybody else. And folks, if they ever didn't and you suffered a great loss, I'll give you everything I own because I've put my name with this broadcast and I've told you that I back what they do. So either way, one way or the other, you're going to at least get part of what you lost if you lose anything by dealing with me or with Swiss America Trading. I don't do anything that I can't back 1,000% with my whole self. And I wouldn't tell you this if it weren't true. So call Swiss America Trading right now and get your hands on some real money. Real money. And after you read this issue of Veritas, you're gonna wish you did it a lot sooner. 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. Read my editorial, Worldview. And then read Dave Bradshaw's article on the devaluation of the dollar. and then sit down and make this call, 1-800-289-2646. You'll be glad that you did. And folks, don't wait to subscribe to Veritas. It's the best newspaper in the nation, bar none. Bar none. And it's the only place where you're going to get anything that's even close to the truth. The truth is elusive, but we've got a handle on it, and nobody else does. Don't go away. I'll be right back. And now, here it is. I told you I'd read this to you. This is from, I believe it's the Evening News, a Harrisburg, Pennsylvania paper. And the same story in condensed form also appeared in the newspaper that dares to call itself the Patriot. Well, it's not a patriot, it's just a rag. And listen to this. This comes straight out of the ADL. I can guarantee you. Because a lot of it comes directly from the article that was printed in Phoenix. And so you're going to see the hand of the ADL guiding these little puppets here. This is by Teresa Candori. Now remember how we stopped the Pennsylvania state legislature from even voting on the Conference of the States. In fact, they did something unprecedented. They adjourned the legislature and left because we had planned a meeting on that Monday to protest, and then we called it off when we found out that they had adjourned and recalled it for Wednesday. Well, these reporters are really twisting everything. In fact, they're probably the greatest liars that have ever lived. It says, protest against Conference of States canceled by Teresa Candori. Now, in the first article that she wrote in The Patriot, she said that nobody showed up because she didn't know it was canceled. She went down there and nobody was there because she doesn't listen to shortwave, and she didn't ask anybody. She just wrote a lie in the paper, and now she's writing another lie. And listen to this. This is incredible. This is why you have to have Veritas. Protest against Conference of States canceled by Teresa Candori, Patriot News. And just by the way, in case you're a new listener, it wasn't canceled at all. It was rescheduled from Monday to Wednesday. And we stopped the Conference of States dead in the state of Pennsylvania. When they come back, we're going to have another rally on the 18th of April. And we're going to stop it again, this time for good. And here is what Teresa Candori, the yellow journalist, no, she's not even a journalist. I can't even call her a journalist. A journalist at least tries to print the truth. She doesn't. And she's had several chances now, because we know that several of our people have gone and talked to her to tell her what the truth is and have her investigated, and she hasn't. So here's what she wrote. Quote, had the disciples of William Cooper obeyed him, Harrisburg would have been deluged this week with anti-government extremists crying out against the New World Order. But it appears the planned protest fell flat since a visit to the Capitol at the appointed time failed to reveal any protesters. Shortwave radio broadcaster William Cooper refused to comment on why he chose Pennsylvania's Capitol as the scene for a protest against the Conference of States, a meeting proposed by the Council of State Governments to discuss the relationship between federal and state governments. And that's a lie. I did not refuse to comment. In fact, Cooper won't talk at all to establishment newspapers, and that, ladies and gentlemen, is the truth. I will comment to anyone who agrees to print the truth. Establishment newspapers, I do not grant interviews to under any circumstances, ever. I learned my lesson a long, long time ago. And you see that whether you're interviewed or not, they print what they want to print. The only thing that is, if you're interviewed, they'll take your words that you said and twist them around and make you look like a raving idiot. So I don't grant interviews, period. And that's the truth. But listen to how they stretch it, see? I told this lady when she called that I would not talk to her under any circumstances, period. That's the only thing that I said to her. I did not say any other word to her at all. Now listen to this. In fact, Cooper won't talk at all to establishment newspapers, which he says he believes are aiding the New World Order, a conspiracy to establish a single world government, which is a lie. I never told her that at all. She continues, the Conference of States is one step in that direction, according to Cooper, whose shortwave radio show, The Hour of the Times, is heard around the world at midnight Eastern Standard Time 5 times a week. Well, the Conference of States is headed in that direction, but she doesn't know that. You see, she's making this up because she's never listened to my broadcast ever, and she admitted that. She said she listened to 5 minutes of a tape that someone sent her. She continues, the offices of 4 Republican leaders in the State House, whose names and phone numbers Cooper read over the air, have received dozens of phone calls since last week from panicked out-of-staters. Listen to this, folks. According to her, you are panicked out-of-staters who worry that the Conference of States is a second constitutional convention in disguise. Well, we don't worry. We know. And we know that you're not panicked. And she continues, but staffers in those offices said there's no way to tell how many of the callers are followers of Cooper's organizations, and activists from every point on the political spectrum have denounced the conference. And that's the truth. Activists, organizations, and activists from every point on the political spectrum have indeed denounced the conference. Notice they don't mention anything about the Constitution Party, because that's who made up the majority of the protestation. She continues, the State House had been scheduled to vote this week on a resolution that would allow delegates to be chosen for the conference, but postponed the vote and won't meet again until mid-April. They postponed the vote because of us, ladies and gentlemen, and because of the people who did show up, and because of all of you who sent faxes and made telephone calls. But they don't want anybody to know that. They don't want the real sheeple, the ones who never knew anything was even happening, to know it. And she continues, how that decision will affect Cooper's followers remains to be seen. I think you ought to call these newspapers. It's the Evening News in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and The Patriot in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I believe The Patriot's in Harrisburg. If it's not, somebody call in before this hour is over and tell us the phone number and the address for the Evening News and The Patriot, so that all of you people can call them and set them straight that you're not my followers. I don't lead any parades, and you're not panicky. And those of you who live in Pennsylvania who get Veritas should take each of these papers, these people, Teresa Candori and others, and show them Veritas, and show them what a real paper looks like, and show them what a real Patriot paper looks like, because they're, I don't care what they call their paper, they're not patriots. They don't even know the meaning of the word. But listen to this. How that decision will affect Cooper's followers remains to be seen. Did you know that you were my followers? Cooper had been urging people to converge on Harrisburg last Friday, but changed the date when he learned the legislature wouldn't be in session. It usually isn't on Fridays. Didn't have anything to do with Friday, folks. It was for Monday. But Cooper told his followers the legislature canceled its session out of fear when it learned of the planned protest. And that's exactly why they did it, ladies and gentlemen. Exactly why they did it. Remember, we were going to have a protest that Thursday. And they canceled. They adjourned the legislature. We rescheduled it for Monday and found out that they were not going to adjourn again until later that week. And then we rescheduled it till Wednesday. And large crowds showed up, and we stopped them in their tracks. Not only that, but probably several thousand people all across this country called and faxed. And that's the truth. Quote, one guy that called said he can't give his name because he didn't want our government thugs to beat him up, end quote, said Stephen P. Panko of Representative Merle H. Phillips' office. Wow. You know something? I don't blame the guy, because government thugs are known to beat people up quite often nowadays, in fact. But I don't think you have anything to fear by calling and complaining about the council or the conference of the states. Panko said his office had received nearly 50 calls in 2 days, most of them from out of state. Spokesmen for the other Republicans, whose phone numbers Cooper broadcasted, Howard Fargo, Eleanor Taylor, and Joseph Pitts, said they received a similar spate of out-of-state calls beginning this week. Notice they say out-of-state. That's also a lie. Most of the calls they got were within the state of Pennsylvania. Many, many more than 50, I can assure you, over that whole week period. And an awful lot of those were from out of state. You bet your boots. And they're going to get a lot more. Because we're not going to let them do this. And if they do, I don't know how they're ever going to come out in the light of day and face the American people. Quote, I don't see anything wrong with people being a concerned citizen and trying to find out what the government is doing and giving their viewpoint. But when I read to these people what's in the resolution, they just don't care, Kohick said. That's right. We know your tricks. We know how you play with words. And we know that it doesn't make one single bit of difference what you write in your resolution. Once you get to the Conference of States and the doors are closed. We know that. We know exactly what's going on. We know all about Senate Resolution 82 that will turn the Conference of States, the moment it convenes, into a constitutional convention. We know how the wording of S-82, if it's passed by the United States Congress, will become an amending device to the amending device to turn it in to a constitutional convention. And that's all in this issue of Veritas. He goes on. Listen to this now, folks. The Arizona Republic, in a February story on the Patriot Movement, said Cooper is convinced that an armed conflict with government forces is unavoidable. That's right, I am. Not because I want one. Not because I'm stirring up any army to go fight the United States government. I'm not. You see, I'm loyal to the United States government and the Constitution, which is the government. And that's a fact. But I know that Americans, if those of you who want to destroy this country and destroy the Constitution continue, will take up arms to stop you. That I know. There is no doubt about it. And if you are so foolish as to think that you're going to get away with this without some kind of conflict, then you don't know the American people very well. He continues, or she continues, Cooper's intelligence agents pay an annual fee and recite an oath before a notary public, the newspaper reported. That's correct. They recite an oath of allegiance to the Constitution for the United States of America and the Constitution for their individual state. That's exactly what they do. And they do pay a fee. It's not an annual fee, but they pay a fee to help support the intelligence service in its efforts, because we don't receive any outside support from anybody. We don't owe anybody anything. And she continues, according to the Republic, Cooper refuses to get a driver's license or pay federal income taxes. His show is filled with warnings about government conspiracies and survival tips in case of enemy attack. Teresa Candori, you are an unmitigated, barefaced liar. I'm calling you that on the airwaves across the United States of America, because what you just said is not true. In fact, your whole article is not true. I call you something else, but this is radio. See, what you're doing is quoting verbatim what the ADL gave you from an article written by David Fritzy, who lied in the Arizona Republic. I have said repeatedly, it's not a conspiracy. I pay all legal and lawful and constitutional taxes which I am required to pay. I am not engaged in the transportation of anything for sale, nor am I engaged in driving or any commercial activity whatsoever with anything called a vehicle. And therefore, unlike you, Miss Teresa Candori, I don't need a driver's license, according to the law. Which, by the way, makes you really stupid, because you don't know that. Quote, these people see conspiracy behind every bush, said Larry Van Horn, a writer for Monitoring Times, a magazine that covers shortwave radio. It's not a magazine, it's a propaganda rag that supposedly covers shortwave radio. But apparently Larry Van Horn isn't capable of listening either. He says, the government's out to stop everyone's rights. Everything is a socialist plot. End quote. No, not everything. But most things involving government these days are. And that we can prove, Mr. Van Horn and Ms. Candori. And Mr. Van Horn goes on to say, but he said, everyone has a right to free speech. There's nothing we can do about that. It's too bad, isn't it, Larry? Because you'd like to do something about it, wouldn't you? Over my dead body, bud. And you too, Teresa Candori. Now we'll go to the phones and see if somebody's got the phone number and address of these two rags so that you, the listeners, can call them and tell them the truth about what happened and straighten them out on their lies. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. Telephone number for the evening news in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Area code 717-255-8100.
That's the evening news in Harrisburg.
I couldn't get the address because they have it on the automatic machine.
Okay, 717-255-8100. That's 717-255-8100.
That's right.
How about the Patriot?
Didn't get it.
Okay, let's let you go and see if somebody else got us the name or the address and phone number for the Patriot.
Right away.
And, also, we're looking for the phone number for the evening news in Harrisburg. Thank you for calling.
Good night.
602-337-2524 still tonight, folks. We haven't made the phone number changes yet. So if you have that information for us, please call right now. And so our listeners can set these liars straight. You know, if there were a newspaper somewhere in this country that would print the truth, I would be happy to grant interviews. But like many others, I learned years ago, it doesn't do any good. It doesn't matter what you say. It doesn't matter what kind of proof you show them. Just like David Fritzy, when he was here, we tried to show him the documentation to prove that what we were telling him was true. He wouldn't even look at it. He wasn't interested. And I refused to grant him an interview. And he went off and printed what he wanted to, which was a pack of lies, which these people then picked up from the ADL, because not a one of them reads the Arizona Republic, I can guarantee you. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello. I don't have the numbers, Bill, but I'm calling you from Buffalo.
Good night. Folks, we need the address for the evening news in Harrisburg and the phone number and the address for the Patriot, a Pennsylvania supposedly Patriot newspaper. They call themselves the Patriot, and they call themselves a newspaper. Now, that's all I want, okay? And if we can't get it tonight because we're almost out of time, we'll make sure and give it to you tomorrow evening. Let's go to the phones and see if this person has what we need. Good evening. You're on the air.
Do you have the number for Monitoring Times? Do you have it already?
No.
Okay, here's the phone numbers.
Okay.
704.
704
837 9200.
9200. That's for Monitoring Times?
For Monitoring Times.
Okay.
I have their fax number.
Okay.
704 837 2216. I have their BBS number.
Okay.
704 837 9200. Outside of business hours. This is Monday through Friday, 6:30 p.m. to 8 a.m., 24 hours on weekends.
Okay.
Assume this is Eastern Time because the address is, let's see, looks like Post Office Box 98908, Brasstown, B-R-A-S-S-T-O-W-N, North Carolina, zip code 28902-0098. God bless, all clear.
Thank you. Okay, I hope you got that, folks. The telephone number for monitoring times is 704-704-837-9200. That's 704-837-9200. After normal business hours, that's their BBS, or computer bulletin board system. Their fax number is 704-837-2216. 2216, that's their fax number. The evening news in Harrisburg is 717-255-8100. Now, if somebody's got the number for the Patriot, good evening, you're on the air.
Good evening, Bill.
Yeah.
Maryland is still not safe under this Conference of the States.
Do you have the number for the Patriot?
No, sir, I don't.
Do you have the address for the evening news?
No, sir, I don't.
Why are you wasting our time? Come on, folks. We need these numbers. If we don't get them tonight, then I'll get them tomorrow and give them to you tomorrow night. But I know somebody out there in Pennsylvania is listening who knows the number for the Patriot and the address for the Patriot and the evening news. So if you can get to your phone and give us a call and give us that information, we would appreciate it. We would have done it earlier today, but we didn't get this fax of that newspaper article until late this evening, or at least I didn't. So the number is 602-337-2524. If you have that information that we're looking for from Pennsylvania, please call right now and give it to us. I wouldn't put it past them to be blocking us out in that area, because I know Mike in Rarity listens to us every night and would have called already. So I'm assuming that they're not getting the broadcast very well. We're out of time, folks, and I'm going to give you this information tomorrow night so that you can call these people and let them know what you think about their scumbag lying reporting. You were all listening. You heard what happened. You know how we stopped them. You heard the firsthand reports from the scene. Oh, we got another call. Good evening. You're on the air.
Bill.
Yes.
Michael Murphy here in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Turn off your radio real quick and give us the information. And hurry, because we're almost out of time.
First of all, the paper, it's the same. It's one paper. It's not two.
Oh, you mean the Evening News and the Patriot?
They're both, yeah.
One paper? I'll bet you anything, one has a liberal point of view and one has a conservative.
Well, no, they're both pretty liberal.
Oh, they're both pretty liberal? I heard somebody told me the Patriot was a conservative, patriotic newspaper.
No, sir. That is incorrect.
Okay. So the phone number is the same for both of them?
Yes.
The Patriot and the Evening News is 717-255-8100.
Right.
Okay. What's the address?
I'm looking here. Patriot News Company, 812 Market Street, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, 17101.
8112 Market Street, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, 17101.
That's affirmative.
Okay. Thank you very much.
They also have email addresses.
Well, we're out of time.
Okay.
Sorry about that. And thank you very much for getting that in here.
You're welcome.
Good night and God bless you. Good night, folks. And God bless each and every single one of you. And all my followers out there, get on the phones. Now, folks, do it because you want to do it, or don't do it. Don't do it because I say to. But we have to let these people know that we're not putting up with their bullshit anymore. Good night, and God bless you all. Thank you.